This I believe. Justin Wise Polair is judge of the New York Children's Court. While still in college, she began her work on behalf of the underprivileged. The years which have followed have piled achievement upon achievement and add up to a record of tireless devotion to children and to human beings in general. This is Judge Polair's creed.
Who never sold the truth to serve the hour, nor faltered with eternal God for power. In these words of the poet, I find a faith in the struggle by man to serve the truth as he sees it, and to serve God without fear and regardless of personal consequence. This is the essence of religion to me, and the ideal for free men, men free to seek the highest as they know it, and to serve their fellow men without fear. Freedom means many things to many people. From my earliest childhood, I saw it through the eyes of my parents as both opportunity and challenge to do battle for those in bondage, to achieve freedom of the spirit and mind for oneself and one's fellow men. Blessed by parents whose deepest joy was through service to their fellow men, who were deeply moral without ever being self-righteous, who were profoundly religious and therefore not sanctimonious, I learned that love of mankind became meaningful only as it reflected understanding of and love of human beings. As an American Jew, I have found that the great spiritual and moral traditions given to the world by the Hebrew prophets have strengthened me in my quest for personal dignity, and therefore in the struggle for the dignity of man and the freedom of mankind. The beauty and great traditions of my people as of my home have been sources of strength and inspiration in confronting the difficult problems faced by our generation in these troubled times. As a mother and as a judge in the children's court, I have long realized that no one senses more quickly than a child the difference between what a parent says and what he does, or the difference between the principles and practices of a community. In my work, I see children who are brought before me. When a gang war develops between children of different religions, races, or national origin, they are the children who have grown up in communities that have tolerated discrimination, ghettos, and the teaching of fear, suspicion, and hatred. I believe that brotherhood means brotherhood and not condescending good works. Children are brought before me also for stealing, for associating with hold-up gangs. These are the same children who have been hearing about and seeing public officials who do not engage in petty stealing, but in major graft. I could not convince these children that I deeply believe in honesty if I ignored or were indifferent to widespread corruption in the community. Nor could I expect integrity or devotion to freedom from these children unless my actions truly reflected my beliefs. This, to me, is the meaning of life and religion. I can remember as a child meeting that great human being, Thomas Masaryk, in my parents' home shortly after he had given up everything, including his livelihood as a professor, to defend an impoverished Jewish boy wrongly accused of ritual murder in Eastern Europe. Years later, he became the president of the Republic of Czechoslovakia and one of the most honored men throughout the world. When Czechoslovakia was enslaved by communist dictators, his son Jean, who like his father deeply believed in human freedom, wrote, "No man shall dictate to me what books I shall read or what music I shall hear or what friends I shall choose." He had to die because he believed these words when freedom was destroyed in Czechoslovakia. But he, like his father, was true to his beliefs. I believe that religion, one's beliefs, and life are inseparable and that they can be meaningful only when this is so.
That was Judge Justin Wise Polair, who is married to a New York attorney and is the mother of three children. She heads the Women's Division of the American Jewish Congress.